This is case number three. After this, one more case. You are Mike's boss, okay? You are Mike's boss. Rumors of a possible mass resignation of his brand groups have reached you. You obviously want to prevent a mass exodus, but you also want to help Mike develop a more effective leadership style. You realize Mike gets the results, but apparently his style is hurting the organization and threatens its ability to continue to achieve good results, okay? You are Mike's boss, okay? Now, I want you to note the following additional inputs. You are an American, 30-year-old American. So let me begin. You are a 30-year-old American, expatriate. You're an expat in the Philippines. You have an MBA from Harvard. True story. All of these cases are true. The reason why I was able to write them is I was in these cases. Okay? So, 30-year-old expat, American expat, MBA Harvard. The mindset of an American expat was because typical expat tenure, 2 to 3 years. Typical expat tenure, 2 to 3 years. Because of that, no interest in long-term relationships. No interest in developing relationships. Kasi, alis din ako kagad. Okay? The mentality is, instead of competing for with other Americans in the domestic organization, I'm going to go international because I'm probably smarter and I'll probably rise in the organization faster. And I will either stay in international for the next 20 years or decide to go back to the domestic U.S. organization, pero mataas na yung rango ko. And what I'm going to do, I'll make my numbers, I'll behave myself, so that I can go from one expat assignment to another, pataas ng pataas, until I succeed. All right. What I want you to consider is the second sentence. It has a bearing on the case. Rumors of a possible mass resignation of Mike's brand groups have reached you, the American expat. What I want you to consider is this. Why did Mike not tell you? You got it from the grapevine. Okay. Another final input. Two more inputs. It's a complicated case. It is not what it seems to be. Okay? It is not what it seems to be. And in the history of my seminars, this is run number probably 30. I've run this seminar about 29 times before, since late 2013. No one has cracked this case. Okay, so I offer you a historic opportunity to be the first to crack this case. Okay, so it is not what it seems to be. You need to think out of the box. You need to think out of the box. So, index finger to the ceiling. Only those who have not yet presented are eligible for election. 1, 2, 3, go! All right, who is it here? The cat, all right. C-A-T? Cat, yes. And here? Ethel. And here? Hazel, okay. Kat, Ethel, and Hazel, okay. You have 6 minutes to discuss. Ready? Go. Try to answer all of the questions. Time. Who wants to go first? Kat, you want to go? Kayang-kaya mo yan, Kat. All right.
All questions po ba?
As many as you finished. As many as you finished. Take your time. You have 1 minute.
I'll share now what the group discussed. Mm-hmm. Sa group namin. So what is the issue with Mike? Yung superficial issue is meron siyang inability to transition from one leadership style to another. Since as based sa case study, he personally trained those brand managers.
Yep.
So before parang hands-on siya. And then sabi din sa case study, they became effective after 1 or 2 years. So then the next year, parang same pa rin yung approach niya, hands-on pa rin siya. Pero yung readiness level ng managers, nag-increase na siya. So sana nag-shift siya. And as a result of not shifting yung leadership style niya, parang he overlooked yung relational aspect ng work, which is napo-frustrate yung brand managers because sobrang hands-on niya din
What is the root cause?
Ayun, meron siyang parang performance-based issues na it doesn't, relationship doesn't matter. And then he has issues na kailangan mag-perform siya, kailangan mamit.
What is the readiness level of Mike on the issue?
R2, high directive and high affirmative.
What approach will you take on Mike?
Mentoring.
How will you open the training conversation unless you didn't answer those questions? It's okay.
Parang as a general, parang we talked about na parang we have kailang alamin yung perspective ni Mike
okay.
about the situation.
All right. Kat and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Kat and team. If you agree, just say yes, and then so we set time. And what else do you add? Go ahead.
Okay. For us, yung issue with Mike is, aside from performance-based, unresolved emotional issues.
Okay.
Yung readiness level for that is R1.
Okay.
Kasi wala siyang trust and yun sa emotional niya. Hindi siya nag-relate dun sa mga...
Tao niya.
Subordinate.
All right. What approach will you take?
We agreed on RT, mentoring and coaching. I think Mike needs to involve and participate. And yung first question namin is, how are you?
Okay.
More relations.
Ethel and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Ethel and team.
And for us po, we think that Mike has a possible issue with his boss. Reason why he's distant with his people po. Kasi it's possible na how his boss treats him, that's also the way he treats his people.
Uh-huh.
So that's one. Another is the unresolved emotional issue. And yung cause din po nito, maybe it's an unresolved emotional issue with his boss again.
Okay.
Opo. Dahil, baka okay. po, he is trying to prove himself to the boss. And that's also one of the reasons why hindi alam nung boss na yung magyayari na mass resignation.
What is the readiness level of Mike on the issue?
R2 po.
What approach will you take on Mike?
Mentoring.
And how will you open the conversation? Umabot ba kayo dyan? Hindi na. That's all right. Hazel and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Hazel and team. What is the issue with Mike? Is there a performance issue?
No.
No. Is there a behavioral issue?
Yes.
Okay. Specifically, what is the behavioral issue? His leadership style is commanding when it should be empowering or, at the very least, involving, okay? Why is he not shifting from from commanding to involving? Why? What are your theories?
Undecided.
Lack of trust on his people. He's a certified egomaniac. Let's talk about trusting his people. I mean, was he the one who hired them?
Yes.
Was he the one who mentored and coached them?
Yes.
Did he have a ringside seat witnessing how well they have performed?
Yes.
So why doesn't he trust them? It doesn't make sense. Wow. Interesting. Ano sabi rito? Doesn't trust his people. He's a controlling type. Okay? All right, let's talk about affirmation. So, okay, if he doesn't get the affirmation from his boss, then how would you approach the case? As a boss, what will you do with Mike? Affirm him.
Pwede pong i-lay down ni ng boss yung cards na I've seen how you've performed. Ito yung credentials mo. Tapos i-lay down din na ikaw nag-hire sa mga tao mo. Ikaw personally nag-mentor sa.
Mahihirapan yung boss yung gawin yan. Kasi hindi marunong mag-Tagalog eh. Amerikano. Yeah, all right.
Then,
okay.
Saka po yung tatanong yung what seems to be the problem.
Ah. Any comments? Yes.
That the typical tenure of the boss is 2 to 3 years. So maybe in the number of years that Mike has been there, he's seen several bosses already and several shifts. So maybe he doesn't get that from those people.
Certainly the expat boss, there's something missing, okay? So what should you do?
I think me as a boss would make myself vulnerable to Mike, so that he would open up as well.
Amazing. And how would you do it?
I think, una, as a boss, I'd open up that I understand there may be cultural differences between both of us. The way you would do things and I would do things as yon. The way you, yon, kung ano yung perception mo of work.
What would be your conclusion as to why Mike did not tell you? Why are you getting this from the grapevine? Why did Mike not tell you? What would you conclude? You're the expat boss. Now, if you were Mike, would you tell your boss this? Is the threat of mass resignation an important thing to report to your boss? Whoa, yeah. So why did Mike not tell me? What would you conclude? You're the expat boss. What does that tell you? Sorry? Walang relationship, my goodness. Wow. Kung walang relationship, can there be mentoring or coaching? So what is the first thing you should do? This is not a mentoring or coaching case. That's the box I wanted you to jump out of. This is a relationship. You know what? This group basically got it. Give these guys a big hand. I have to tell my associates, one class actually got it. This is not a mentoring coaching case. The reason why I built this case here is because once you get the hang of mentoring and coaching, your mindset will be as follows. As a mentor coach, the problem is always with my subordinate. All I have to do is to figure out, train, mentor, coach, or what? All I have to do is to figure out what leadership style should I deploy based on his or her readiness level. So the mindset you'll have is the problem is always with the subordinate. Sometimes, however, and I pray not too often, the problem is with the leader, as it is in this case. The reason why he heard it from the rumor is because Mike did not trust him. The reason Mike did not trust him is because he didn't care about Mike. He was kulang ng affirmation, exactly the words I'm looking for. Okay? Walang affirmation. Mike was a decent person. The reason, but he was very ambitious. True story. The reason why he was not empowering his people when they needed to be empowered is because he did not want to risk his performance appraisal. Because this guy is going to, now you see him, now you don't. Why should I risk my career? Okay? So, maski na kailangan ko na empower mga tao ko, hahawaan ko sa mga liig yung mga yan, because I don't want to risk my own performance appraisal. However, had my boss shown more affirmation for me, had my boss support, if I were sure about my boss's love and affirmation for me, of course I can risk these guys making a mistake. And it will not hurt me because I am assured of my boss's support for me. True story. Now, that's what happened. Now, since you are aware of this, I'm proud of you guys, okay? Since you are, I'm proud of this class as a whole, okay? Since you are aware of this. Yeah, that's called affirmation. You are now the expat boss. What would you do? Now that you analyzed it correctly, I have no relationship with Mike. What would you do? I'm going to build a relationship, you said, all right? Exactly what? Specifically, what will you do? Sorry? Okay. Okay, the guy comes down from his directorial office to the management office of Iron Mike. Hey, Mike, it's 6 p.m. Let's have a drink, okay? At that time, this is many moons ago, Shangri-La did not exist. It's just Intercon. Intercon was the hotel, okay? There was a bar. I don't know if it's still there. Gambrinos. They have a drink. Drink number one, nothing's happening because Mike is not safe. Okay? He's not safe. Drink number two occurs, and the expat says, all right, hey, Mike, man to man, laid on the table, off the record, no holds barred. I want to hear from you. What on earth is going on? Mike feels safe. And alcohol has an effect in encouraging you, okay? But he feels safe, okay? He says, all right, boss. The problem with you is you are a jerk. You think of no one except yourself. And I have never been sure of your support for me. That is why we are all suffering. My people are suffering. They're supposed to be empowered. I'm not empowering them. I'm suffering because I believe they should be empowered. I cannot empower them because I'm not sure about your support for me. If you support me, I can loosen up my grip on my people. Wow. That thing turns the tables upside down. Okay? Overnight, the expat makes a 180-degree turn. Okay? None of the players here were Christians. Okay? I'm one of the players here. We became Christians many years later. Okay? The expat grows up into a mature person overnight and assures Mike of his support because Mike is a brilliant guy, mean as hell, but brilliant. Mike empowers his people. And to his surprise, the output is even much better than when he was riding them very closely, okay? I'll tell you right now, I was one of the brand managers, okay? And when we went to Mike and we showed him the output after a couple of months of this new arrangement, Mike was surprised that, wow, I should have done this a long time ago. The American expat succeeds. He is promoted to Japan, much bigger market. In his despedida speech, he goes like this. I learned a lot about the soft drink business in the Philippines during my stay here. But the most important thing I learned here is people. And I learned it from you guys. Sabi niya. And wow, it was unbelievable. Okay? Goes off. Mike is expatriated to Spain. Okay? He goes on a 10-year orbit. Okay? The two brand managers are promoted to split the job of Mike. We become co-marketing managers. Okay? And we all lived happily ever after. No, that's not true. Me and my brand manager friend, we're still friends. We're like this. Okay? I came to Christ. I shared the gospel with my brand manager friend. He comes to Christ. In one of Iron Mike's vacations to the Philippines, he and his wife are in the Manila Peninsula. We're going to go to worship, CCF Pakonon. My wife calls his wife, says, hey, join us. Sige, kasi where they were, she was into a Christian group, but Mike was not. Okay? So we pick her up from Manila Peninsula, and then she says, Alex, will you call him? So I call him and say, hey, Mike, that's not his name. Sumama ka na. Okay ba yan? Oh, pare, okay to. He comes with us to worship. Okay? We share the gospel with Mike. He comes to Christ. So Mike, Iron Mike, and the two brand managers, to this day, are very, very close friends. Very close friends. Okay? We used to play golf together, and we used to talk about, you know, nung araw, eh, how was your game? What was your score? Today, it's kumusta uric acid mo, cholesterol. We're talking about other numbers. But it's an amazing story of how, you know, there will be times, I hope not too often, when the problem is us, the leader. And you must be humble enough. And to his credit, this American expat humbled himself. He listened. He got clobbered by Mike, but he did not retaliate. And as a result, Mike changed. You see, when the leader changes, the subordinate changes. When Mike changed, we changed. We became better. And it's an amazing story on relationship building, okay? This is not a mentoring coaching case. This is a relationship building case. So when you graduate from this course, I don't want you to have the mindset that the only problem here is the subordinate. All I have to figure out, ano readiness level ng buwisit neto? Ano dapat approach ko dyan? At ilang beses ko sasabunutan yan? You see, there will be times the problem is the leader. Are you listening to me?
Okay.
Questions, comments? Case number 4. You work in the finance department and are the senior colleague of one of the brand managers in marketing who works for Mike. The brand manager approached you to get some guidance. This is the same brand manager that entered Mike's office to tell him about the mass resignation threat. You will not find out who this brand manager was. My revelation will stop right there, okay? The brand manager approached you to get some guy. You have heard his emotions have gotten the better of him, and he has begun to talk behind Mike's back to his people and worse to others outside of the marketing department. Nagwala na yung batang yan. You know that unless the situation is resolved quickly, there could be voluntary resignations of good employees. Mike is a good friend for whom you have a high regard in view of his work ethics and integrity. So, click. How would you approach the brand manager's case? Arrive at a consensus with your group on the following questions. Okay? Since you have reviewed the case, I will give you 6 minutes. Index finger to the ceiling. He or she who has not yet presented is eligible for election. 1, 2, 3, go! All right, sino rito? Siya? All right. Tin? All right. And here?
Jane.
Where is Jane? James. Hello, James. So James, Tin, and Sha. James, Tin, Sha. 6 minutes. Time's up. Who wants to go first? James? All right. Where is the mic? Ayan.
Okay. Tumayo pa talaga. So what is the issue with the brand manager? Okay. The issue here is, yung root cause is he's working under Mike, right? The brand manager. Okay. He felt he was micromanaged.
Okay.
And the readiness level of the brand manager on this issue he felt frustrated because of the leadership of Mike.
Is that the root cause? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the readiness level of brand manager R3.
Okay.
I believe Mike. That is saying to Mike. So Mike is high affirmative but low in directives. So yeah, ayun, he felt, diba? So the approach will you take? And so it's more of mentoring. Siguro kasi it happened to me recently. Two people are, kaya medyo nakaka-relate din ako. Pero what I did was, I talked to both of them to know their, kasi parang nangyari may miscommunication. So the other party felt that iba yung dating sa kanya nung system na, yung paano siya kinakausap nung ta. Anyway, so more of mentoring.
Mentoring, all right.
Okay, so how will you open the training, mentoring, or coaching? Nasagot ba natin to? Okay, so blank space.
That's all right. James and team, thank you very much. Big hand for James and team. Okay, who wants to go next?
What is the issue with the brand manager? We thought of him being offended. And
okay.
He has, like Mike, he doesn't get the affirmation that he needs with his work. And then, for his readiness level, our answer is R1. Yeah, okay. Because he's high directive, but he's low on the affirmation side.
Okay.
What approach will you take? We thought of coaching.
Coaching. R1, pero coaching. That makes sense. Tignan mo grid mo. Kung R1 siya, coaching. Di bale, if that is your decision, sige.
So we're changing to R3.
Okay.
Because we answered coaching because we thought of, they're already friends. It says here, Mike is a
so based on what you want to do, you will change the readiness level. Okay lang. Yeah, okay lang.
Yeah, so we thought of coaching because
this is when the readiness level depends on the desired approach. Since I want to coach you, I'm going to make you R3 whether you like it or not. Sige, di ba? Sige.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk to him about his talking behind the mic.
All right.
Coaching conversation would be, we'll ask him what he thinks would he'll get from him talking behind the back.
Okay. All right, Tin and Team. Thank you very much. Big hand for Tin and Team. And now, Sha.
Yung answer namin sa question number one is, galim ako. frustrated din siya. He's very frustrated because of the leadership of Mike. And he became worse as well because he's already backstabbing his boss. So medyo yung behavior niya, nagiging worse na din.
Okay.
And And then the root cause is the problem on leadership is not being addressed. No solution yet. Okay. This problem. And then what is the readiness level? For us, R3, low directive and high affirmative. So it's like mentoring and coaching. So
okay. What approach will you take, therefore?
Mentoring or coaching.
And how will you open the conversation? O hindi na kayo umabot dyan? Okay. Sha and team. Thank you very much. Big hand for Sha and team. Is it a performance issue? Is it a behavioral issue?
Yes.
Okay. Specifically, what kind of behavior is the brand manager exhibiting? Good or bad?
Bad.
I mean, is backbiting your boss a good or a bad thing?
Bad.
As a matter of fact, is it a career-threatening thing? A career,
yes.
Potentially career-ending thing?
Yes.
Yes. All right. What is the root cause? Why is this young man doing this? The brand managers, by the way, were in their mid-20s. Mike was in his late 20s. And the expat boss was 30 years old. So we were basically the same age bracket. It's just that magbubuosing kami. Okay? So, frustrated yung brand manager. Okay? But why do you behave that way? Does it mean that if you're frustrated, is it okay to backbite your boss? So what kind of person will backbite his or her boss just because he or she was frustrated? Okay, are you telling me when you're offended, you can backbite your boss?
It could be a reactive defense mechanism.
All right. So, but still, I mean, if it's a reactive defense mechanism, why are you doing something to your own destruction, potentially? No, not really. And the brand managers were not competing with Mike. They could not compete with Mike. Mike was just too much better for them.
I think, or I'm assuming that since the brand manager didn't have any relationship with the boss, he needed to find someone that he could pour out to.
Yes, but why backbite his boss to other people other than this kuya in accounting? Huh? Wow, I like this class. I'm waiting for that word. So, I mean, you don't do that unless you're immature. Because mature people, no matter how frustrated they are, they will restrain themselves. They will not cross a line. You don't backbite your boss, my goodness, no matter how bad you feel, because it will just exacerbate the case, unless you're immature. Let's see if that is the root cause. Had the brand manager been more mature, would he have backbit his boss? No. So, yun siguro ang, you see, that's how you test if it's a root cause. Eh? Since immature siya, wow. Therefore, what is the readiness level of the brand manager on maturity? Ayun. You see? Okay? Kasi ang ginagawa nyo, you were basing his readiness level on his performance. You see? See, you notice if you are, if you identify the root cause correctly, and you articulate it correctly, the answer to all the questions that follow is very easy. Kanya, you need to hone your skill in accurate issue identification, specifically root issue identification. Now, his readiness level is one. He's immature. Any evidence of that? Yes. You don't do that unless you're immature. You don't backbite your boss unless you're immature. What approach will you take? Kung R1 siya, it should be
training.
Eh, sabi niyo, R1, tapos coaching. So, then you corrected yourself. Okay naman. Oh, sige, R3 na lang siya. Pwede rin. But, The readiness level is supposed to drive the approach. But you already had a favored approach, so you change the readiness level instead. Anyway, so training. What training does he need? Pag training, okay, so you're the kuya, I'm the brand manager. So what will you tell me? Kasi R1 ako eh. You're gonna train me. What will you train me on? What will you tell me? Huh? Now, first things first. See, real life story. Okay, boy, this kid is backbiting his boss, and the grapevine has picked it up. What's the first thing you'll tell me? Galing talaga, no? Stop it. Yeah, but any of you guys could have gotten it, because in real life, you know, first things first. Oy, tigil mo yan. Stop it. Then what? Then what? Sige, kuya, sorry. Sama yung ginagawa mo. Do you realize the grapevine is so accurate and is so fast? Your boss knows this already. And can you imagine your boss has not fired you? Just to show you how mature your boss is. Your boss is suffering from all of your backbiting. But he has not lifted a finger on you. Oh, kuya, kakahiya pala ako, no? So, after telling me, stop it, what's the next thing you'll tell me? What should I do? Siyempre. Mag-apologize ka sa boss mo. Oh, wow. And then what? One to one. Sharean mo ng gospel ang boss mo. What happened? There was an original issue that Mike is not empowering his people when they're ready to be empowered. What happened? It was complicated because of the immature behavior, the immature response of this brand manager. So, dalawa na yung issue. The real issue, the original issue, and the new issue because of the immaturity of the behavior. Okay. The case is here because when you have young people working for you, okay, some people, many young people will be highly credentialed, well-educated, very productive, but immature. Okay? So, maraming ganyan. Now, do not be impressed with the credentials, productivity, and efficiency of that young person. If he or she is immature, you better deal with that. Are you with me? So, lalo na sa Victory. And when I do this commercially, I tell people, there are newcomers, there are newbies in the company. 80% will be immature. Lalang, because there's no shortcut to maturity. Okay? Now, you need to, 80% of the mentoring needs of immature people is process mentoring or procedure mentoring. What does that mean? Young people need to know how to deal with things. How to deal with, katulad nito, anak, hindi ganyan. Pag na-frustrate ka, hindi ganyan ang ginagawa. O nga, kuya. What happened to you? Tignan mo, ha? Parang ganito nangyari sa'yo. Nag-file ka ng case. Kasi sabi ng brand manager, pinuntahan ko na, wala pa nangyari. Which is true. Was it good of him to go to his boss to tell him exactly what he felt? Yes, that's very professional. Was it courageous? Was it mature? Yes. Then the boss did not change. And then he backbit his boss. Was that immature? Yes. So he went like this and then he went right back down. You know, bata, ang ginawa mo ganito. May complaint ka. In the judicial system, you file a case at the municipal trial court. If you fail, you elevate it to the regional trial court. If you fail there, you elevate it to the appeals court. And if you fail there, you go all the way to the Supreme Court. Ang nangyari sa'yo, pagsampa mo ng kaso sa municipal trial court, nung natalo ka, nag-people power ka. Wrong process. Nag-revolution ka na. Wrong process. So, I see. Oh, sige, I'll stop doing it and I'll apologize to Mike. But kuya, what about the old issue? Please tell me, what should I do? pinuntahan ko na yung boss ko, hindi siya nagbago. What do I do now? What's your advice? Sige, I will stop na and I'll apologize. Okay, so that will take care of the new issue. Let's go back to the old issue. Pinuntahan ko na yung boss ko. Yes, Barsha, what should I do now?
Go to Mike's boss.
Go to Mike's boss. Ma'am, if I go to Mike's boss, hindi ba parang backbiting uli yon? Parang sinusumbong ko siya sa boss niya. Oh, anong proseso doon? Paano yon? Kasi sabi mo sa akin, don't backbite your boss. If I go to his boss, I'm overstepping him. Eh, paano yan? Oh, what will you say? Because he has a point. So what's the obvious answer? Because that is a correct step. But the process, there's a missing step in the process. How can you elevate the case without Mike feeling that you went behind his back? Exactly. Magpaalam ka kay Mike. Magpasama ka kay Mike. Boss, I came to you already. I told you. Same, nag-sorry na ako sa'yo. And nagpapatawaran na tayo. Now, sabihin ko sa'yo, Boss Mike, go back to the original issue. You remember, I went to you. And then nothing happened. You're still not empowering us. Now, I want to follow the process. Can we elevate it to your boss? But I want you to escort me to your boss. And I will state my case. If your boss will side with you, then I'll resign. Kasi he was ready to resign. You remember? Oh. If your boss does not side with you, then okay, I'm happy na ako. Now, that's a good suggestion. Okay, that's a good suggestion. So, in other words, stick to the right process. Many young people, intelligent, highly credentialed, well-educated, are also very immature. And they look to you, they look to the mentor to give them the right process. The presumption is you know the right process. So you have to figure out. The right process is very, very simple. Use your common sense. Go through the chain of command. Okay, go through the chain of command. And there's always a, kasi, the correct answer is elevated, meaning elevated to Mike's boss. Okay, how do I do that without Mike getting angry with me? You ask Mike's permission. As a matter of fact, you ask Mike to bring you to his boss. Okay, para, sabi nga ni Pacquiao, magkaalaman na. Questions, comments? There are people who need a lot of process information, okay? And the 80% of the mentoring needs of new people in any organization is how are things done here? Okay, what's the culture like? Where are the landmines? You know, whose toes are very long? So that I will tiptoe and I don't step on those toes. Who are the dragon ladies, the monster men? That I should avoid? How should I behave myself so that I don't get my head bitten off? That's what young people need. And as the mentor, you need to provide that guidance. Okay. Next. We're doing very well time-wise. So we're going to have a break at 2:30. The heart of a mentor coach, okay? The heart of a mentor coach. Very, very important slide, okay? Oh, yes, pardon me. Yeah, go back to your original, ano. This is very, very important because of a truth that I'm about to share with you, okay? When you get the hang of mentoring and coaching, listen carefully, when you become an expert in mentoring and coaching, and it is not that difficult to become an expert in mentoring and coaching because you'll have a lot of practice with your small groups and your disciples, okay? You will become a very dangerous person. Very, very dangerous person. Ask me why. Because you will become an expert manipulator. Ask me why. Because the procedure, the mechanics, in mentoring and coaching people and in manipulating people is identical. The mechanics in mentoring, coaching people and manipulating people is identical. The only distinction is motive. Okay? The only distinction is motive. And the problem with motive is no one sees it except God. It's between you and God. And the more expert you are in mentoring and coaching, you will also be a FAMAS/Oscar awardee in hiding true motive. Okay? Now, you need, I go back, to cultivate the spiritual dimension, the vertical dimension of your life. You need to become a person of reflection on a daily basis so that you always have a check on your heart. Okay? As Christians, again, in theory, lamang po tayo dyan sa motive because we are supposed to have the right motives. And the Spirit is supposed to be filling us through our obedience, etc. But you know what? If you're like me, tatama rin kang mag-quiet time, tatama rin kang mag-reflect, you will lose your sharpness, your spiritual vitality. And the only place where you can check, when you can have a spiritual heart checkup, is your quiet time. Pag hindi ka naging faithful doon, magiging mapurol yung puso mo. You're not gonna be sharp. And you will fall. It is so easy to fall into the temptation of becoming a manipulator because it's fun. You feel powerful. And I warn you because I went through this. Wow, there is a lot of power in learning how to mentor and coach people, and they are eating from the palm of your hand. And, you know, unless you go to God daily and say, Lord, you know what, Lord? The heart is the most deceitful thing on earth. Lord, you have to convict me. If there's anything wrong with my heart, convict me now, right now. Because I'm blind, I'm insensitive, I'm selfish, I'm sinful. Convict me now. Check my heart, what my motives are. Because I want to honor you. I don't want to honor me. There's a thin line between honoring God and honoring me. Are you aware of that? Okay, so the heart of a mentor coach genuinely cares about the person and what the individual is saying. The operative word, genuinely. The demand on authenticity. You just have to be real. Number two, believes that believing in people unleashes the potential for transformation. It changes the way they see themselves. Focuses on the individual's strengths, not his or her weaknesses. Focuses on the individual's destiny, not his or her problems. Cultivates authentic personal relationships in helping the individual to grow and change. Again, authentic. Works within the context of faith, enabling the mentor and coach to do something beyond his or her abilities. There will come a time you're going to pray for people that you're mentoring or coaching. And I hope you do. I mean, this morning, I prayed for you guys. I said, Lord, I've got one more day with the group. Prayer number one, keep them awake. Prayer number two, keep them attentive. And by the way, before prayer number one, get them all there on time. I come in here, and Giselle tells me, we're not going to be able to start on time. Sabi ko, bakit? Matraffic, sir. So baka malate tayo. But I remembered my prayer. And guess what? We started on time. There were a few distinguished individuals who came after, and they shall remain distinguished. Go back one slide. I want to tell a story. Believes that believing in people unleashes the potential for transformation. It changes the way they see themselves. I'm a 26-year-old brand manager in Procter & Gamble. Sorry, in Pepsi, okay? I left Procter & Gamble because they did not want to make me a brand manager. So I made tampo and went to Pepsi Cola, who was so happy to make me a brand manager. and I was 24 years old. And now I'm an accomplished marketing person in Pepsi. I'm a brand manager in Pepsi. My boss came to me. His name is Paul Burry. He said, Alex, you have a bright future in this company, but you're not going to make it if all you know is marketing. All right, then in that case, I'm not going to make it because that's all I know, marketing. Well, sabi niya, the reason why I'm talking to you is I want you to learn operations. Oh, really? And how are you going to teach me operations? Oh, it's very simple. We're going to make you in charge of an operation. Yeah, right. Like what? Well, we're going to make you general manager of the Tanawan Leyte bottling plant. Please repeat. We will make you the general manager of the Tanawan Leyte Pepsi-Cola bottling plant. You're kidding, right? I'm not. Read my lips. You will become the general manager of the Tanawan Leyte bottling plant. I'm 26 years old. I don't have an MBA. I don't have any operations experience. All I know is marketing, and my boss told me, tell your wife, pack your bags, because you're going to bring her and your two small kids. I had dalawa pa lang anak ko noon, two boys, to Tacloban. You're going to live there. Sabi ko, Paul, my wife was born and raised in Manila. There's no way I'm going to drag her to Tacloban Leyte. He said, you have to drag her to Tacloban Leyte. Paul, I might not make it as a plant manager. You will make it. You will make it as a plant manager, and you will succeed, Alex. If I have to drag you to the finish line, you will make it. There was something insane about Paul Burry. He looked at me and saw something in me I never saw. He saw potential. And you know what? When I talk to Paul Burry, I'm 5'7". 5'6" and a half na lang. Kasi pag tumatanda ka, lumiliit ka. No? So, but I used to be 5'7", okay? When I leave his office, I feel like I'm 6'7". Because he's a tremendously affirming person. And he saw something in me that even my mother did not see in me. And I assure you, I am my mother's favorite. If I'm Paul Burry and Leo is me, Paul would come to my office and say, hey, buddy, how are you, man? You're a great guy. You're a champ. You know that? Ganun mag-affirm si Paul. Paul was a physical man. He was a huge Canadian. Okay? He was a warm and passionate guy. He called us champ. Did I tell you this in the last day one? When he saw me in the morning, he's going to, hey, champ, how are you doing? Wow. Champ. You know what? I'm flat-footed. I never made it to varsity. And I almost got exempted from ROTC. Had I known flat-footedness could make you exempted. But I'm not athletic by any stretch of the imagination. But he calls me champ. We had long corridors in the Pepsi-Cola office. If he saw you at the end of the corridor, he's going like this. Hey, champ, how you doing, champ? And ang joke nung araw, pag binati ka ni Paul on Monday, you're good for the whole week. Because sa sik-sik-lig-lig, ano tawag doon? Yeah, grabing mag-affirm yung tao yan. Busog na busog yung puso mo. I learned from Paul the only legitimate way to gossip is to gossip about the good things about your people. I go to lunch in the Pepsi-Cola cafeteria. I sit down. The HR guy sits down beside me. He says, Alex, ano bang pinakain mo dyan kay Paul Burry? Sabi ko, bakit? Pare, may party kagabi. Wala ka. Walang bukang bibig, kundi Alex is this, Alex is that. Para kang ano eh, para kang miracle worker. You might as well walk on water. Walang ginawa si Paul Burry, kundi purihin ka. Asar nga ako sa kanya eh. Kasi inggit na inggit ako, sabi niya. Wow! That guy was gossiping about his people, about how good his people were. And sabi ko, wow, do you know the power of an indirect compliment? It is absolutely powerful. You're hearing from a third party what the first party thinks about you. And if it's good news, it's amazing. It's so affirming. So the only legitimate use of the grapevine is if you will gossip about the good things about your people. So he believed in me. Believes that believing in people unleashes the potential for them. I am an insecure person. I was very insecure. I failed in math so miserably. I did not get an F. I got 0 in the report card, as in 3 zeros. I am grade 5. My father, OFW, original OFW, okay, gets a contract to live in West Pakistan. Nung araw, there was West Pakistan and East Pakistan. Now, East Pakistan is Bangladesh. Okay, so we go to Pakistan and we live in an expatriate community. Okay? I go to De La Salle, brand new De La Salle High School in Multan, West Pakistan. I am maladjusted and, you know, I'm used to the decimal system. 100 centavos is 1 peso. Doon, 16 anas is 1 rupee. Sabi ko, huh? You know, paano ba? Mahirap ata i-divide yun. Anyway, together with my, I was mentally challenged and I was emotionally insecure. I could not understand anything in math class. I was okay in English, history, and all that. But in math, I could not understand anything. So, na-office ako. My dad had to go to the high school. And the principal said, Mr. Castillo, your son basically had no concept of mathematics. He can't get anything. And so here is his report card. I did not get an F. I got three zeros. And my self-esteem went like this, okay? My dad is a civil engineer. My brother became a mechanical engineer. My uncles are accountants. There is a Castillo accounting company somewhere in Escolta many years ago. So sabi ng tatay ko, wala sa lahi natin na mahina sa numero. Kung hindi inhinyero mga kamag-anak mo, mga accountant. So ang conclusion ng tatay ko, tamad ako. Totoo rin yun. But actually, I was maladjusted emotionally. So my dad essentially said, you are grounded for life. You're not going to play outside until you get mathematics. They hired a tutor. And sa awa ng Diyos, ako'y pumasa. But that stigma never left me. Ako'y mahina. And it was my brother, the genius, who taught me calculus. Nung ako po'y magkakulehyo na, I don't know why I lined up under the economics line in the registration. I had no guidance. Sabi ko, pare, ano yan? Masaya rito, Alex, dito ka. Economics. Mahalaga ba naman saksakan ng mathematics yung economics na yun? So, going into third year college, we're gonna do a college calculus. And I told my brother, I need help. Anong hindi mo naintindihan? Lahat. Bobo ka kasi. Nothing like brotherly love, you know. So sabi ko, hey, look, I'm gonna summer it in advance. My strategy was, bumagsak man ako dyan, during the regular semester, siguro naman, on the second try, ipapasa ko na yung calculus na yan. So, my brother said, I have an idea. He wrote a glossary of mathematical terms. And there, ordinary English meaning. So that F, function, sabi niya, pag may nakita kang ganyan, imumultiply mo yung katabi niyan. Eh, ba't di ganun ituro? Kasi naintindihan ko eh. He taught calculus to me. He taught me math as a foreign language. What a genius guy. I got it. He would give me problems. I would be able to solve them. Sabi ko, why don't they teach it like this in Ateneo? Ganun tinuturo. Bobo ka lang talaga. Sabi ko. Anyway, you know, to my surprise, I passed my sour calculus. Such that gumaang tuloy yung schedule ko during the semester. I'm eternally indebted to my brother. But it never left me. That I was insecure. So now I'm going to be the general manager of the Pepsi-Cola bottling plant in Tanawan later. I'm bringing this baggage with me. And Paul Berry essentially threatened to kill me if I did not succeed. But he was convinced I will succeed because sabi niya, if I have to drag you to the finish line, verbatim, you're going to make it, Alex, if I had to drag you to the finish line. What kind of a leader is he? Why is he spending time with me? I never paid him 1 peso. It's amazing. He just, lalang. He loved me. So, I arrived in Tanawan later. Tacloma is the house. Tanawan is where the plant is, about 45 minutes commute. Okay. I'm inside my big room. I'm the general manager. 300 employees. I'm 26. I'm the youngest, and I'm the boss. And I have no idea what I'm doing. I look up the ceiling. Ano kaya gagawin ko ngayon? So, sabi ng boss ko, MBWA, you manage by walking around. And you have a big smile and a big stick, but hide the stick behind you so people are not afraid of you. Every month, Pepsi will tell the plant general, we had 11 plants. Every month, the company will give us a score. They will rank the 11 plants from the first to the last as to who is the best in achieving their targets. And I found out very quickly why they risked Tacloban Tanawan plant with me. It was number 10 in a field of 11. They figure the business is so messed up, Alex cannot possibly mess it up anymore. The business is flat on its back. We can assign it to this young brand manager who has no clue about bottling plants. So, when God gives you a lemon, you make the best lemonade. So, sabi ko, ano kaya magagawa ko? So, I went around and asked people, ikaw, ang trabaho mo? Ako, sir, bottling manager. Ang trabaho ko na is I bottle the product, okay? You better make sure the product is there. Ikaw, ang trabaho mo? A fleet manager, I'm in charge of the 400 trucks. Make sure they're always running. Okay, ah, sagot mo yan, etc. Isa-isa. Accountability. I knew how to rally people. So I said, I'm going to give these people, they've never been anywhere near number 8. Ang laro niya, 10, 11, 10, 9, inarango niya. So we were losers. We were a bunch of losers. So sabi ko, I cast a vision. Two words. Tanawan, number 1. So they looked at me, paano po? And because, gentlemen, there is only one plant in the whole country that was born to become number 1. That's Tanawan. Why, sir? Because we're the only plant whose name rhymes with number 1. Tanawan, number 1. Okay? Now, you can get away with corn in those kind of corny things work. Okay? So, the people, because I applied to them what Paul was using on me. I said, I will believe in you. You can do it. We were born to be number 1. I did not know what I was talking about. But they were excited. 6 a.m., I'm there waving them, go get them, boys. 6 p.m., I'm there welcoming them. Oh, nakabenta ka ba? Did you do well? That was January 1978. By October, we were number 1. I tell you. Praise the Lord. Okay? We had a celebration that ended all celebrations in Tanawan later. Okay? The No, it's Bahalina. I wasn't a Christian yet, so we drank ourselves to death that night. And they brought me home. I was dead drunk, to the complete embarrassment of my wife. And I promise I will never get drunk ever again. Kasi nakakahiya. I was dead. They carried me. Ito na po si boss. Sinosoli na namin yung boss namin sa inyo na. My boss came. I wrote a letter. 3 cheers for excellence. And sabi ko, this is our strategy for 1979. Because my promise to my wife, 2 years. Sweetie, join me. Support me 2 years. If they don't bring us back to Manila, I will quit. I look for a job and I'll quit. So, ganun ko lang na-convince yung asawa ko na sumama sa Tacloban. Tumira sa Tacloban. But we fell in love with Tacloban, by the way. Anyway, my boss comes. October 1978. Congratulating me for being number 1. And I gave him my letter, 3 cheers for excellence, to my department heads. I described to them what we should do. Focus on individual accountability. Move with urgency. Strive for excellence. 3 words. Okay? 3 things. My boss sees it. Wow, sabi niya. This is great. Gives it to his boss, the president. The president reads it, and he says, wow. He writes a letter to all the other plant managers. Attaches a letter from Alex Castillo of Tanawan Plant to his department heads. I want you to emulate his example. Remember, I am the youngest plant manager. I am the mascot. Pag nag-meeting kami mga plant manager, my colleagues are 45 to 50 years old. I was 26. Ako yung pinagbabatok-batukan noon na, alika rin ako. You know, ako yung salim pusa eh. You know, I'm now the model. I mean, how intimidating is that? Then my boss told me, Alex, go home. Tell your wife to pack your bags. You're going back to Manila. You're kidding me. Why? Because you have been promoted plant general manager of the Muntinlupa plant. It is the second biggest plant in the company, 1,400 people. I said, are you crazy? I'm just playing around here and mali ko kung sinwerte lang kami dito. But you know what? I'm 27 years old. I'm now in charge of Muntinlupa plant. Okay? The second biggest plant in the company. I'm scared to death. My wife is happy like anything. She's back in Manila and my marriage is saved. Okay? Now, what am I telling you? After that, I was 1.5 years in Muntinlupa plant. I go back to marketing. I'm now marketing manager. I earn Mike's old job. In 3 months, somebody offers me vice president, consumer products division, Warner Lambert. I transfer. 2 years later, I'm pirated by Del Monte, market director, Philippine market. 18 years later, I'm appointed president. And I make a long story, I become president. Now, ask you the question, how can a math flunky do this? Because I changed the way I looked at myself. Because Paul looked at me, believed in me, and it made me change my mind about me. As in, sige na nga, siguro magaling ako. And you know what? Everything changed. Now, that is the heart of a mentor. This guy believed in me so much, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wala na ako sa Pepsi, nasa Warner Lambert ako. Nasa Del Monte na ako. Nag-uusap pa kami sa telepono. Sabi ko, Paul, you have no idea. I'm now regional. I have a regional responsibility for Asia Pacific. Alex, super! Si superlative yun pag nagsalita. So that's what I wanted to share with you here. The heart of a mentor coach. There was a lot of authenticity in Paul Berry's heart. He did not get one peso from me. He just believed in me. And as a result, I changed the way I looked at myself. Okay? Bring that home. Bring that to your small groups. Bring that to your friends. Okay? Look at people the way God looks at them, and it will change the way they look at themselves, and they will grow like unbelievably. Okay? Like unbelievable. You know, one of my best models in that one, when I got to know him better, is Steve Merle. Steve Merle is insane in terms of looking at people in a manner that empowers them. And look at us. Look at Victory. You know, doing very well. Benefits of mentoring and coaching your people. Radically raises the level of your influence and relational skills. Your conversations gain transformational impact. It still rings in my ears. Alex, you're going to make it if I have to drag you to the finish line. Wow. It changed me. It transformed the way I looked at myself. And so I have become very careful with the way I talk to my children. When I tell them, hey, you'll make it. You're a natural leader. I know my words. Every conversation I have with my children can have the potential to transform their lives. Okay? I mean, we know, again, Christians, lamang po dapat tayo dyan in theory. We can speak life into others. We can speak encouragement. And it is true because when you get the hang of it, every conversation you have with anyone can be transformational. Radically boost the mentored individual's learning curve. Natura. If I'm spending time with you, your learning curve will be like this. Employee retention is increased as the mentored individuals are highly valued. Of course. If I'm mentoring you, I'm spending time with you. You will feel valued. Hindi ka aalis. You have a hot shot reporting to you. Mentor or coach that person. Hindi aalis yan. People never leave companies. They leave bosses. Are you with me? Are you with me? People don't join companies, they join bosses. So, when somebody leaves, talagang personal yan, masakit yan. Okay? So, you want to retain somebody, mentor that person. Coach that person. That your relationship will be like this. Click that slide, please. Expands the base of knowledge owners in the company, a competitive advantage. We've talked about that. Process improvement opportunities arise as mentees query processes. The stupid questions that our mentees ask sometimes will be brilliant suggestions. If there is a mentoring culture, those brilliant suggestions rise to the level of management. Fosters a team culture. Teams are built one person at a time. The best way to build a team is to make sure you have a mentoring or coaching relationship with as many members of the team as possible. If you have a team of 10 people, the minimum is 20%. Two of those people have to be very close to you. You have to have a good mentoring and a coaching relationship with at least 20% of your people, because they will be your ambassadors. They will be your propagators of core values, of your thinking, et cetera, et cetera. Teams are built one relationship at a time. You cannot build a team by relating to 10 people at a time. It's one-to-one, okay? One-to-one. Next slide. The challenge of empowerment. Why do many managers not empower their people? Well, they have not developed their people well. That's not going to be your problem, because you will know how to develop your people after this seminar. They feel threatened. That's the biggest lie on earth. Alex, pag minentory ko mga yan, paano ako? Baka mawalan pa akong trabaho. Hindi mabuti. Pwede ka na ma-promote. You see. Because the biggest lie is this. If I produce leaders, it will threaten me. No, of course not. If you produce leaders, it will enhance you. Because if only leaders, the mark of leadership is a person who produces other leaders. Para mong sinabi, the mark of a true disciple is a person who produces other disciples. Okay? So don't be afraid to empower people, because you want the team to grow. They have low self-esteem. Now, if you are insecure, you will not empower people. We talked about this on day one, okay? Only secure leaders empower others, okay? If your source of self-esteem is your power, you will never empower people. Because if you give away your power, you're giving away your self-esteem. Hindi po ba? Pinag-usapan natin day one. You have to shift the sourcing of self-esteem from power to significance, okay? My self-esteem is built because the most significant person in the universe's name is God. He loves me unconditionally. The principle of self-esteem, someone significant to me loves me unconditionally. And that someone, for most people, are parents. But as you know, parents are imperfect, just like you and me. And so that is not enough. Your parents will not be enough. It has to be, you have to transition to God himself. The most significant person in the universe is God himself. And the more you cultivate the vertical, the spiritual dimension of your life, the more assured you are how unconditionally he loves you. Your self-esteem will be built on solid rock. And you can empower people left and right. And kasi ang empowerment is, ang tawag dyan, zero-sum game. If I have 100% power and JC's project needs 10%, I give him 10, 19 lang matira sa akin. If I give 20 to Nomer, 17 na lang matira sa akin. I give another 10 to Lynn, 16 na lang matira sa akin. In theory, if I keep empowering people, I'll be the most powerless individual in the world. But that's not true. Because actually, you'll become even more powerful because you multiply yourself through other people. So don't be afraid to empower. Slide. Consequences of a lack of empowerment: organizational retrogression, which is the opposite of progression, okay? If I'm mentoring Janelle, and then she's ready for empowerment, but I refuse to empower her, she will not develop to her full potential. She will become an organizational retard, as in retarded. She will not go to her full potential. The problem with that is when Janelle now mentors Lara, her subordinate, and Janelle also does not empower Lara, when Lara is ready for empowerment, Lara will even be less developed than Janelle. She will also be another organizational retard. Retarded ang development. And so forth and so on, when Lara mentors Kathy and so forth and so on, my disempowering style with Janelle produces a legacy of dwarfs. What you want is you mentor people, and when they're ready for empowerment, you empower them so that they will grow to their full potential, even if they become giants. Because one giant will beget another giant, who will beget another giant, and I will leave a legacy of giants. And I cannot stop that organization, even if I tried. And I have a story to tell you on that, except that it's coffee break.